Just after 9 p.m., Inslee issued a statement saying he had vetoed and engrossed Senate Bill 6617 in its entirety. This was the culmination of an intense week during which the public inundated his office with emails and calls demanding a veto. A dozen newspapers also editorialized against the bill on their front pages. But in the end, Inslee said he was vetoing the bill at the request of a number of lawmakers. It was a stunning turnaround from a week earlier when lawmakers passed the bill with veto-proof majorities less than 72 hours after it was introduced and without a formal public hearing. In identical letters to the governor, House and Senate Democrats wrote, "We made a mistake by failing to go through a full public hearing process on this very important legislation." The letters went on to say, "We think that the only way to make this right is for you to veto the bill and for us to start again." Lawmakers are now pledging to form a task force that includes open government advocates, representatives of the news media, and others to work together over the next 9 months. The goal would be to make recommendations to the 2019 legislature regarding the release of legislative records. Back in January, a judge ruled that lawmakers are subject to the Public Records Act and have been violating the law. That's what prompted the rush to change the law. The media outlets, including public radio, that sued the legislature have now agreed to request a stay in the trial court proceedings pending an appeal to the Washington Supreme Court. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.